Well, today on this Lenten Sunday, we hear the Ten Commandments proclaimed. But too bad that we don't experience, like the people of Israel did, the thunder pealing, the lightning flashing, the trumpet blasting, and the mountain smoking when these commandments were revealed. The people of Israel, when they saw such a manifestation of God's might and authority, they were absolutely terrified. It literally put the fear of God in them. But that was intentional, Scripture tells us, so that the fear of God would always be in their minds to keep them from sinning. It was tough love, just as all you parents practice yourselves. You know, there are certain parameters that for your children's behavior that you establish. And you don't have those parameters because you get the jollies out of having rules and regulations, but because you want your children to be happy and to be safe from harm. Likewise, God gives us commandments to keep us from sinning, because sin separates us from God. And our happiness consists in union with God, who is all beauty and truth and goodness. And that is what God made us for. A case in point is the third commandment that we heard. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Now, when we heard these commandments proclaimed, the first thing God says, which is the framework, the context for all the commandments that follow, I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. So all of the commandments are meant to give us freedom. Again, freedom from what separates us from God. When we don't observe the third commandment, like all of them, but especially the third commandment, remember to keep holy the Sabbath day, we remain slaves chained to the earth when we don't observe that commandment. It's like what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John. He said, if you knew the gift of God, you would have asked for it, and I would have given you living water. And her response, sir, give me this water so that I may not thirst and have to keep on coming here to draw water. Do you know, we're like that woman, unless we're fortunate enough to work at Chick-fil-A, who keep on coming to the water, to the well to draw water, instead of coming to Jesus to drink living water. We are obsessed with things of earth and kept from heaven, because so much of our ceaseless work has to do with maintaining the things of earth or acquiring more. And because of our rapacious desire for stuff, whether it be amusements and entertainments or food or clothes or whatever, that desire enslaves us. And it makes us enslave others to provide goods and services for us on demand. It's a vicious cycle. But Jesus, since he loves us so much, he wants to free us from slavery and from all that keeps us from the Father, and so he shows it in our gospel today. Jesus comes down hard on those who have made his Father's house, which should have been a place where people could draw near to God, into a house of trade, obsessed with stuff, which, by the way, involved profiteering and exploitation of the poor. And so Jesus' disciples are startled to see him display such passion over this. But then they remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Well, unfortunately, more often we are eaten up with zeal for products and activity more than we are for Jesus, the temple of God, who says to us, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So maybe that can be a good Lenten discipline for us. To reclaim a Sabbath spirituality. You know, God gives us a nice rhythm to observe rest from labor and communion with him every seventh day. That's a divine rhythm that God gives us for our happiness and our freedom. It doesn't have to be Sunday, although that makes a whole lot of sense. But we ought to have that rhythm of every seventh day observing that commandment. And when we start doing that, then our celebration of Easter, which we look forward to, will be transformed. Because Jesus, out of his great love for us, rose from the tomb of the earth. So that St. Paul could write to us Christians, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth." May Jesus Christ be praised. Amen.